Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for joining us here. It is our car care show. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive on fabulous Grand Avenue in St. Paul. By the way, Denny Long has a day off. He'll be back tomorrow morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO with Healthy Matters and Your Money, of course. Dan, good to visit with you. I hope you've been well.
I have been, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Good to visit with you. We want to open up those phone lines if you want to talk about your car, truck, van, whatever. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. And you can certainly call or text that number as well. And Dan, I know car repairs go on, and at Lloyd's Automotive and other garages, they are taking precautions, but people need their wheels.
Yeah, that's right. We are certainly taking precautions both with our customers and with our employees, and we have a plan, and we're executing a plan. And quite frankly, it went pretty well this week, so I'm mildly satisfied with how things went. And you're right. You know, people need their wheels to get to the grocery store and get to the doctor and do the things that they need to do. So I think that that we do provide a service that's important to people and necessary. So we are still in business, and we're doing just fine as far as being able to take care of your car for you.
Phone lines are open. 651-989-9226 is our phone number. 651-989-9226. You can call or text that number. We get started with Dan Burns. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Dan in Maple Grove. Dan, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I recently bought a brand new Chevy Colorado pickup that takes full synthetic oil, and I was curious, what is your recommendation? How long should I wait to change the oil for the first time?
Well, I'm sure the manufacturer is saying 5,000 or 7,500, something like that. And I'm a little bit more conservative on oil changes than the manufacturer recommends. Certainly, you can go 5,000 miles. But quite honestly, if you stick to what the manufacturer recommends and if you're vigilant about it, I think that would be just fine, too. The reason I'm a little bit conservative on oil change intervals is everybody sees the oil change interval and then they start thinking about it, and then they, or the light comes on, then they start thinking about it, and then they finally get around to making an appointment. Pretty soon it's 1,000 or 2,000 miles past what they recommend. So, you know, I think 5,000, if you wanted to use 5,000 as a number, I think you would do just fine with that.
Yeah, and Dan, he talked about a new vehicle. I remember once upon a time when you bought a new car, there was a break-in period. Is that true with new vehicles? I haven't had a new one in a while.
That is not it's not part of the recommended service that there's a break-in period. And you know, technology has changed with the valves and with the pistons and the rings and all that sort, all those sorts of things. And most of all, technology has changed with motor oil. And so, when an engine is built nowadays, it's pretty much ready to go. And, there is not much of a break-in period. Like you're aging yourself a little bit, Steve, but, but by saying that, but most people have never even heard of that.
Yeah, and I know once upon a time that was true for a lot of engines. I remember particularly for like a boat motor, there was a break-in period. This doesn't go back that many years. I remember having a boat where it's kind of like you don't want to run it at high speed or low speed. You want to vary speeds for X amount of hours to make sure the engine's properly brought in. I just was wondering if that was still a thing.
It's not part of the break, or it's not part of the manufacturer's delivery instructions when you get a vehicle, nor is it part of the maintenance schedule. But I am old-fashioned enough, Steve, to agree with you that a brand new car, you should not take it out to the racetrack the first day. It is a good idea to give it just a little bit of time for everything to wear in just a little bit like it's supposed to. And so I'm old-fashioned enough to agree with you on that's a good idea.
Dan Burns joining us, our Car Care Show. Denny Long is away. He'll be back tomorrow morning here on News Talk 830 WCCR. Temps dropped a degree. We're at 20 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Those clouds will thicken up a bit as we move through the day today. As a matter of fact, a chance of rain or snow coming up this evening, and then a little bit of snow overnight shouldn't be a big deal. And then on Sunday, cloudy and a high near 46. From our text line, by the way, is 651-989-9226 if you want to call or text. Great way to get in on our Car Care Show with Dan Burns. Dan, what is done when a service shop performs what they call a pinpoint engine test? Do you know what they're referring to there?
I don't exactly know what they're referring to, and I don't know what they're after, but let's assume that what they're after is they're perhaps buying a vehicle or something like that, and they want to know the condition of the engine for some reason if they're suspect. With new technology, if an engine has had trouble, if an engine has had a misfire, or if anything unusual is happening, if it's running too rich, running too lean, any of those things, there's sensors on the motor that will turn on the check engine light and alert us to any significant trouble. And if they're still concerned beyond that, perhaps what they're talking about is you would bring the vehicle in and do a compression test on the engine and be sure that all of the cylinders are equal on compression and within spec. And if that's what they're curious about, then that would, you know, be a good idea. And that would certainly tell you the condition of the engine.
Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, joining us. It is our Car Care Show here on a Saturday morning. It is 7:16. We have 20 degrees in the Twin Cities. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more, but a friend or reminder, if you want to visit with Dan and you have a question about your car, truck, or van, feel free to call 651-989-9226. Call or text 651-989-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is our Car Care Show here on a Saturday morning. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. 7:19, 20 degrees. Steve Thompson in. Denny Long returns tomorrow. He'll be in on a Sunday morning with Healthy Matters and Your Money here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Once again, Dan joining us on the line. And Dan, let's go to the phones, visit with Tom. Tom, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. See, I've got a 2013 Honda Accord. I ran the gas low on it inadvertently a couple times, and since then it's run rough on cold hills. I ran some of the fuel inject cleaners in and things like that. That hasn't seemed to make much of a difference. But anyways, I had my car into service and I talked to the service rep about it. I said, you know, I told him what I did. He says, maybe we should look at changing the fuel filter. maybe I plug that up a little bit with the junk from the fuel tank. But he says, no, he says, but yeah, we've never changed those. And I'm looking at my older vehicle. They used to change them regularly. So what's the deal?
Well, on many vehicles nowadays, there is no accessible fuel filter. On many cars, there is kind of a filter screen, but it's inside the tank as part of the fuel tank sending unit and the fuel pump inside the tank. And quite honestly, I'd be surprised if you could run your fuel low enough to cause a trouble and pick up junk. You know, there's baffles and stuff inside the tank, and that would be very unusual. Even if you had a bunch of moisture in there, you know, the alcohol and the gas would take care of that. So it would be unusual for that to be the problem that's going on for you. But it certainly could be. But if what you're describing is the case, then perhaps you need to get your fuel injectors inspected or something like that. But I think probably the least expensive way for you to get after this would be to simply bring it in and have somebody do some diagnostics on it and figure out exactly what's wrong so that nobody's guessing and replacing parts that aren't necessary. So I think if you got a little help on this, you'd get to it pretty quickly.
And, Dan, I was wondering if it is a good idea to never get the fuel real low. Below a quarter tank, it's time to fill her up.
It is, and, you know, for a whole bunch of reasons, including, you know, gas gauges do change, and they do fail from time to time, and you just don't want to take the chance of getting stuck out somewhere running out of gas. That's really inconvenient. I think a car runs best on a full tank of gas. And so when it gets down there, fill it up, because that's just a good idea.
Dan Burns joining us, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue. It is our Car Care Show. And our phone number, 651-989-9226. That's good for a call or a text here on the program. We invite you to certainly call in if you have a question or a concern about your vehicle. Let's go to Diana. Diana, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Steve and Dan. I have a 2010 Chrysler Town and Country, and the driver's side slider door doesn't unlock and it doesn't open. Now, is that a fuse thing, or is it something with the fob, or what's your suggestion?
Well, I think it's most likely in the wiring on the door. I can't remember exactly how it goes on those Town and Countries, but every time those doors open and close, wires are flexing, and I can't remember exactly where it is that the wires break on those, but they do. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's even in the driver's door where the wiring goes back to the sliding doors, that wires break in there. But there's something, I'd have to do a little research on that. And if you do a little research on it, you'll find that it's quite common for those to fail and what the repair is. But I think as I remember, it's a wire that breaks somewhere in one of the doors that causes that trouble.
Well, thanks, Diana, for the call. Let's go to the text line, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Dan, I have a 2014 Silverado with 90,000 miles. Oil pressure was at 40 for years. Then last year it was at about 50. The engine light came on the other day, and the dealer said the oil pump is going bad. Would the slightly higher oil pressure have caused the pump to go out?
No, that wouldn't cause the pump to go out, but they've had some trouble on those. An oil pump is one of the things that fail on those. The other thing that fails on those is there's the oil pressure switch is on the back of the engine and very difficult to get at. And inside the engine, before you put in the oil pressure switch, there's a screen that gets plugged, and that causes trouble with the oil pressure readings. So I think if you're uncomfortable with the diagnostic procedure should be to actually test the fuel pressure with a mechanical gauge, which means you take the oil pressure switch out, put a mechanical gauge in there, and see what's actually happening with the pressure, and see if mechanically the oil pressure is high or low. Then they're right; it needs a oil pressure pump, and there's a check valve in the oil pan also that would be replaced at that time, that should take care of it. But if the oil pressure when you actually check it is good, then it probably just needs that screen and oil pressure switch. But it's a pretty common problem on those vehicles. There are technical service bulletins from GM about the testing and the repair of those. So if you just do a little bit more research, you'll get some good information on what to do about that.
And Dan, I would assume that's a big repair, an oil pump.
Well, the oil pump turns into a big repair because you have to take both the timing cover off the front of the engine and the oil pan off the engine. And, it's a full day's work for sure. But we do them, pretty frequently. It's like I say, it's a pretty common repair.
All right, quick break. We have more on the Car Care Show. Dan Burns, good enough to join us from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan Burns, good enough to join us each and every Saturday morning with the Car Care Show. He's from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. And a big thanks to Dennis Matuzak, our producer on the program today. And our phone number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Or you can text, same number, 651-989-9226. And a friendly reminder, that number is good for all our programs to call or text and get right into the studio. Dan, earlier in the program, we talked about the old break-in period on vehicles. I got a text that says, when I bought a new Harley, the dealer said to drive it like I stole it. So no break-in period on the new Harley, which is interesting. Another one from our text line. I have a 2014 Ford Escape with 142,000 miles. Is there any engine issues that I need to be prepared for on that particular model?
There's nothing that comes to mind immediately. What they're wondering is there's lots of cars have common problems with their engines or whatever, nothing comes to mind in particular that you need to worry about on that. So if you're thinking about buying it, as always, I would recommend that you have the vehicle inspected by your shop and have them go over it and see what they think of it. But there's no reason to not pursue that if it's a vehicle that meets your needs.
Yeah, Dan, when you inspect a vehicle, say someone is considering buying a used car or truck and they bring it to you, what are you and your mechanics looking for?
Well, we're mostly looking at the maintenance items, the wear items, and the safety items. For example, the condition of the brakes and the steering linkage and all of that sort of stuff. We test the heating and air conditioning system to be sure all of that stuff works and all the accessories and all those sorts of things. As I said earlier, if a vehicle has something significantly wrong with it, it's pretty difficult to sneak that through without the check engine light coming on or without the computer having stored some codes in there. And we can access all of that stuff and get that information. Most cars It's too big of a process and too complicated to actually do a compression test on them before you buy them. And in most cases, it's not necessary. We can tell by the way the vehicle runs and how it sounds, the condition of the engine. And so compression checks are not as common as they used to be. You'll remember they used to be real simple. You pull out the spark plugs and you could get right at them and it was super easy, but it's way more complicated than that now.
Yeah, and one of the things about the computer is that doesn't lie. I mean, if there's a problem, it's going to show up in a code.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, and usually somebody that is bringing us a vehicle for an inspection, they've had it out on a test drive, so they put some miles on it. So if there's anything significantly wrong with it, it'll certainly flag a code before they bring it to us.
Dan Burns joining us, Car Care Show. From our text line, I have a 2014 Chevy Cruze having problems with windshield wipers after putting in a new wiper motor. Is there a specific way to put it in? They don't stop where they should when you turn them off. Is there a trick to that?
Well, if they stop halfway up the window, there's something wrong with the wiper motor that they installed. If they're off just a little bit, an inch or two, most wiper arms you can install on the vehicle in several different positions. Uh-huh. And maybe when they put the wiper arms back on, they're not quite exactly where they used to be. So in either way, if you take it back to the shop that did the work for you, they can adjust those. It's real simple and get them back where you want them to be.
From our text line, my 08 F-150 has a 5.4-liter engine, has a noticeable miss when idling and or under load. In your opinion, do you think it's a bad ignition coil or fuel injector? There's no trouble light showing up on the dash. There's no warning light or check engine light.
Yeah, if there's no check engine light, I wonder how much it's really misfiring, because if it's misfiring very much, it'll certainly set a check, or the check engine light will come on. If you bring it into your shop and they hook their scan tool up, they can tell which cylinder is misfiring and then decide if it makes sense that it's a spark plug or an ignition coil or a fuel injector. But to answer your question, most commonly on those Ford products, when you do have a misfire, it is the ignition coil or the spark plug between those two. And, of course, if you replace one, you're going to replace them both. Between those two, that's the most common place that we find a misfire.
But you're in a vehicle of that vintage, though, even if you're not getting a check engine light, there should be a computer code that would show the problem.
Well, if there's a code, the light would have been on at some point.
Ah, I see.
Like I say, the information is easy for us to get. It's impossible for the driver of the car to get, but if you have the equipment, it's easy for us to get that information. So we certainly will know if it's a misfire or not, or if it's something mechanical in the engine that you're just feeling, and that could be too. For example, sometimes an engine will get out of balance a little bit because the dampener pulley on the balancing pulley on the front of the engine will have slipped a little bit. Sometimes they're mounted in rubber and they'll spin a little bit, and then of course that causes the engine to be out of balance and it feels like it's running really rough. You know, and it's actually not. It's actually running fine, but it just feels real rough because it's out of balance. So that something like that could be going on where you think it's a misfire, but it's really not.
From our text line here in the Car Care Show, I have a 2012 Camry with 133,000 miles. Just had the oil changed, and now I notice a strong smell like brake cleaner. What could be going on there?
Well, somebody did a good job of cleaning up your engine after they changed your oil. That is something that we do after when we drain the oil. Any places that have gotten wet with oil, we'll spray brake parts cleaner on that and wipe it off or blow it off. And But it's unusual for that to have a lingering smell. But if you're real sensitive to that, we certainly do that. And if that's the case, if you just give it a few days, that will pass. The smell will go away. And, you know, one place that, depending upon where the oil filter is, one place that they commonly spray that is right over the exhaust and into some of those heat shields. And if the brake fluid happened to pool in those heat shields, then you will smell it for a little while. But it'll eventually go away, and it'll be fine.
From time to time, I need to add oil to my 08 Silverado with 255,000 miles. Not a big deal. But if I even spill just a drop of oil on the engine, it seems like I smell it for a week. It's amazing.
It takes very little oil to make a lot of smell. That's really true. And that's just the nature of the beast. That's the way it goes, but that's really true.
Yeah, and Dan, at what point in time on a vehicle, say, of that vintage, if someone's driving around with an old car, with an old engine, is there a point in time where you say, yeah, it's time to give up the ghost? I'm sure you've seen a lot of those over the years, or do you just kind of run them into the ground, and when it's time, you'll know?
Well, it's... I tell people I can keep it going as long as you choose to keep spending money on it. So that's the truth. It's funny, Steve, that you bring your truck up. You've had it a long time, and I've known you long enough to remember when you got it. time flies by, and you've gotten 250,000 miles on it. Good for you. That's a good job of taking good care of it and keeping it going. But that's usually what finishes a vehicle off, is they'll bring it in because they're having a problem. And then, you know, we'll give an estimate that will far exceed the value of the vehicle. And then, you know, on our recommendation, we'll probably say it's probably time to give up on this, because to put a bunch of money into it, I don't know what's going to happen next at that mileage. Yeah. But before that happens, I think it makes great sense to just keep pouring a little oil in it and keep it going. There's no reason not to if it still goes down the road smoothly and gives you heat, and if your radio will still tune to WCCO, then I think there's lots of reasons to keep it going.
Yeah, what else do you need? Radio, heat in the winter, air in the summer. The air still works great. Hey, Dan, we've got to run. Always great to visit with you on the Car Care Show here on Saturday mornings. Dan, how do people reach you at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. We're open and careful with what's going on in the world, but you're welcome to come visit us. I'd like to see you. Come on over. We're at 982 Grand. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. And on that website, you'll find all that's going on with what we're doing to be careful with you, your car, and with our employees. But anyway, otherwise, you can give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
All right, very good. Always great, Dan. Thanks.
You bet.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.